was blue and I was always wearing a frown, because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first.
John Hendricks, everyone seems to agree, has a way with words. He and his group, Lambert Hendricks and Ross, popularized the form known as vocalese, writing swinging, conversational lyrics to classic instrumental jazz. Hendricks wrote the words and sang them, too, almost as if he was talking right to you.
Hey, baby, I'm gonna tell you about your loving and your kissing and your hugging and your sweet...
And jazz singing hasn't been the same since.
Here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrifically true. I want to find a way of telling that I really go for you. I hope you really believe me, baby, because I certainly do.
The writer-singer Hendricks claims his skill at this form all goes back to one spectacular jazz pianist.
I sang with Art Tatum at age 10 in Toledo, Ohio. He was my neighbor.
What better neighbor could you have in your formative years? You almost have to learn a few things from that.
I learned to hear. That's how I write those vocalese words so easily. I can hear everything. He would play one of those arpeggios, you know, and sing that. And I'd say, what? And then I would try to sing it, and he would tell me which one I missed. He used to make me so mad. But he sharpened my hearing to where I can hear around the corner now.
Howdy do, I'm talking about you. It's very nice to know that you're really taking time to listen to me blow.
John Hendricks, born in 1921, was from Ohio, as was his neighbor, Art Tatum. Hendricks played drums and a little trombone, but after serving in World War II, he studied pre-law on the GI Bill. It was another jazz legend, Charlie Parker, who pushed him over to singing. Bird, as they called Parker, passed through town and heard Hendricks sing.
You ain't a lawyer. What am I then? You're a jazz singer. I said, well, I do that in my spare time. He says, well, that's what you are, and that's what you should be doing full time.
The young Parker said to the young Hendricks, when you're in New York, look me up.
I said, well, where will I find you? And he said, just ask anybody. So
sure enough, Hendricks picked up his then wife and small child and headed for Manhattan.
And I got off the Greyhound bus, and I called Joe Carroll, dizzy singer, and I said, where's Bird? He said, he's at the Apollo Bar, 126th, 7th Avenue. I dropped the phone. Everything he said about himself was absolutely true. And so he got me work after a while, and it led to Lambert Hendricks and Ross.
Some cats say that Bob is dead, but that cat's unlost his head. Tell that's where he's been misled, cause everybody's bopping. Bob ain't dead, that's line, it's our ditchland, and the cat's alive. Tell that's where to take a dive, cause everybody's bopping.
It's worth noting that at least one inspiration for the whole vocalese style came from somebody else's hit record, this one.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there.
Moody's Mood for Love, lyrics by Eddie Jefferson, we think.
Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control.
Tailored to a sax solo by James Moody from 1949. Hendricks heard it, and he thought, I can do that. You give me a smile. He realized it took singing beyond the usual 32 bars.
You can make everything in the song and all the solos too. And you could have an opera. You can build a bopera.
Every night,
yeah.
Every noon,
yeah.
Every sun.
So to start off, he thought he'd try to lyricize. That's the word he uses. Some Count Basie. He pulled in Dave Lambert as a voice and an arranger.
And so we needed a girl singer. So we got several girls before we ran into Annie Ross. And as soon as we heard her, we knew she was the one.
It's really and truly the dilly-a-ball.
I beg your pardon, baby, but I should have got to say my say.
Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross took it to a whole new level.
It was a daredevil piece of work. It had never been done.
So tell me about this avenue. I like the way it's moving you.
Sing a Song of Basie was an instant hit.
Oh, immediately. 2 weeks. We're sitting around starving.
And Hendricks picks up a Downbeat magazine, and their record is climbing to the top of the charts.
So I said to Dave and Annie, hey, we don't have to starve anymore. Look at this.
It was 1957, and they were a mixed group, two white singers and Hendricks. So some people might have thought club dates would be hard to get.
They looked at the racial makeup of the group, you know. But I never looked at that. I never look at that kind of thing. I don't see that. You know? So I said, what's the matter? We got a great thing here.
Turns out the club dates did come, fast and furious.
Within 2 weeks we were working. We would be the vocal part of jazz. Every jazz composition worth lyricizing, I would lyricize, and we would sing.
In mellow tone,
you take it easy.
We were the number one group in jazz.
And life is easy
in mellow
tone. The Europeans followed us down the street, you know, it was incredible. It was that fast, we sang it that fast. Dave could sing anything fast, so could Annie. We were kind of made for each other. It was made in heaven, I think. None of us would ever have willingly left it. Because you don't leave home, you know. And we found a home.
The home didn't last forever. In 1962, Annie Ross left the group due to illness. A few years later, Dave Lambert died in an accident. John Hendricks just keeps on going. He makes records, does club dates, and he's planning a new vocalese venture. Vocalese, that was his breakthrough, his moment, and that's still his form.
We like to blow, but we don't know how time can fly and how when I can
It seemed to need it, you know. I think in cultural art forms, when something's needed, it shows up. And I think I was needed, and I showed up. The way I did what I did changed a lot of things.
Nice changes, no doubt about it. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
Just before we go, we do want you to know we're glad to let us show you how it is. We go for kicking up with that jazz.
Yeah!
We don't go for bragging, but we're blowing our horn.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.